555 has been extended at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Yes, through October 31st, you can still get up to 5 years, no interest, 5 months, no payments, and even up to 5% same-day order savings at your initial consultation. But that's not the only reason to upgrade now to Pella Windows and Doors. You see, while others will say you'll have to wait 3 to 4 months or more for installation, order today, and Pella of Wisconsin can install in as little as 8 weeks. You heard me right, 8 weeks. Better still, every installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. And the Pella Wisconsin team can complete installation in as little as 1 day. More good news, in addition to 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number one by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Stop by the Pella Experience Center, get directions, and set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Superpowers, not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Well, good morning and welcome one, welcome all. Joe Giganti, your regular Joe here with you at 9:06. A.M. Central Time, which of course means that in the Hollywood Hills, it is 7:06 a.m. Over there in Mexico City, it is also 9:06 a.m. Greece, 5:06 p.m. Kiev, Ukraine, also at 5:06 p.m., but they have Burisma, so there's that. Zimbabwe, 4:06 p.m., and over in Beijing, China, it is 10:06 p.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, brought to you at the top of each and every hour to make sure that one can never forget the scum and the villainy that operates out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now. Led by the dementia-ridden Joe Biden. By the way, did you also talk about Dr. Jill Biden? She's kind of coming out on her own right now. We'll talk about that. Not in that way. No. Politically. Goodness gracious, man. No. And then, of course, they have the drug-addicted son, Hunter. He who paints with the straws and does a few other things with them. That's right. That's why we do the update, so one never forgets. Now, something that I don't want you also to ever forget is the phone line. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. That's how you can be a part of the show. You can, of course, email me at regular.joe@mwcradio.com. And, of course, text messages are welcome to 79489. So I've got to help Steve here. The phrase you made a face when I said Jill's coming out. And I worry that people, you know, language has been so abused that was not in any way a reference to sexuality. I'm talking about the fact that in Virginia, where they have the contentious race between, what's his name, Youngkin? I mean, really? Can't we have certain qualifications when the Republicans run? You don't look like a dweeb, that you don't have, anyway. But beside that, you've got Terry McAuliffe, who is desperately trying to hold on to his legacy and be reelected as governor. He served in that role previously, not the current governor, but nonetheless. So who they were talking about, they had to call in the big guns to come out and campaign for him. They had Barack Insane Obama out there. They even had Kamala Harris. Now, when Kamala Harris, by the way, qualifies as a big gun, you know you're in trouble. But you know who wasn't campaigning for him? Joe Biden. But Dr. Jill Biden was, in fact, campaigning for him. Yesterday at the White House, they had an event for the State and National Teachers of the Year ceremony for 2020 and 2021. Because, you know, COVID, we couldn't do it. Anyway, so they had their little gathering. And matter of fact, Dr. Jill Biden, PhD, she spoke at that as well. And I've come to the conclusion, I think they're doing this because she can complete sentences. Cut to, though, here she is saying, hey, we paid you off, right? I mean, I'm sorry, we kept our promise.
Secretary Cardona, as you know, my husband made a promise to educators across America that his Secretary of Education would be a leader who taught in a public school classroom. And he found that in you. Right, Randy? Right, Becky? Was our promise.
Yeah. By the way, the Randy and Becky are heads of the two biggest teachers unions. Randy Weingarten. As a matter of fact, Joe Biden actually echoed it as best as Joe Biden can. Cut number one. Here he is when they finally let him up to the podium to say this.
And Randy, thank you, thank you, thank you. We kept our commitment, didn't we?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, I did. Yeah. We're paying you off because you paid us off. Hey, great to see you. Good thing we were able to push millions and millions of dollars into the public school system. Why? Because, well, you helped get me where I am today. That's what they're saying. Now, it wasn't the only thing that Joe Biden said. He did also once again lie, and it's a lie. He once again talked about the fact that he was he joined the civil rights movement. You remember him, right? Marching lock and arm with Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson. You don't remember that? Because it never happened. Cut three.
And he looked at me and said, Joe, you should run. I said, but I feel strongly about all these issues, but I got involved in the civil rights movement and the war. He said, Joe, you should do it.
And he went on to say he did, except for he actually never actually joined the civil rights movement. But he liked to think he did. Now, probably the most interesting moment yesterday, though, was this one in cut number four. Now, you're going to hear music playing, and then you're going to briefly hear Joe Biden kind of mumble a few words. And then I'm going to play it. I'm going to explain to you what happened. Cut number four.
I tell you what, I would like to learn it. See that they'll come again.
So, yes, God bless us because we need help. But what you hear there is Joe Biden wandered up to the microphone as the band is playing. He starts to talk as though it's time to give a speech. Jill Biden comes over and she kind of waves at him and she starts to tell him, basically, this isn't the time. And then he mumbles something back to her, and then he shuffles off. Yeah, I mean, if I'm China developing a hypersonic nuclear weapon, I'm thinking, gosh, now's a good time to strike because this country's at its weakest point ever, if not certainly the last 50 years, with this guy supposedly being the president.
Did you see the endless rambling? What? Let me tell you a story, and he just went on.
Well, Steve's point, he just kept doing endless rambling. Yes. But he did it during the band section. I mean, it's one thing, at least if he's rambling when he's supposed to be up there rambling. But they had to remove him from it. This is supposed to be the president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. And this is acceptable, right? This is acceptable. This is where we've gotten to in the world at this point. So we're going to play some more sound for you in just a little bit. But there's a piece I want to start with. And it's this. Dr. Robert Redfield was the CDC director under President Trump, one of the people that was leading the CDC. Now, I just got a text message. It says, 9 a.m. breaking from WBAY, Dr. Podoff, who's out of Milwaukee. Colin Powell's death because, quote, obviously not enough people got vaccinated. The texter writes, Brandon. Yeah, yes, exactly. Now, look, we've been bracing for the spin. They keep bringing up, well, you know, he had cancer, and he was fighting cancer. That's probably really why it didn't work. Nothing to do with the fact that it's an question of how effective the actual shots are. But then there's this from Robert Redfield yesterday. Now, understand something. Robert Redfield's his talking points beyond what I'm going to play for you is that everybody should get the shot. He's a firm believer in the shot. He thinks that they need to do more. As a matter of fact, I'll play one of these. So Robert Redfield's not coming at this as some anti-vaxxer or somebody that doesn't follow the science. But he dropped kind of a truth bomb on the story with Martha McCallum yesterday. He was on talking about Colin Powell's death. apparently he and Colin Powell had served together in the Army, which is kind of an interesting tie-in I was unaware of. And he starts talking about what this breakthrough situation is. Cut number 12, here's the truth bomb.
I hear a lot of times people feel it's a rare event that fully vaccinated people may die. I happen to be the senior advisor to Governor Hogan in the state of Maryland. In the last 6 to 8 weeks, more than 40% of the people that died in Maryland were fully vaccinated.
I'm sorry, did you hear the number?
I did.
More than 40% of the people that are dying in the state of Maryland from COVID are fully vaccinated. But we've been told, matter of fact, we have it. I can give it to you. Allow me to share with you exactly what we've been told. Cut number 19, here's Dr. Fauci, Rochelle Walensky, Jen Psaki, and Joe Biden all telling us what we need to know.
It is, as we've said, a pandemic and an outbreak of the unvaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
As Dr. Walensky said on an earlier briefing today, this is really becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Still a long way to go. The fact is, this has been a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Unvaccinated.
Except for that apparently is not the case. Because I'm going to tell you something. The numbers in Maryland are probably very indicative of what you're seeing around the country. But of course, they don't want these numbers to be shown. And that's a very specific stat, by the way. The number, not the people going to the hospital, not people that are testing positive, but the number of people that are dying with COVID or from COVID-19. I should say it correctly. Dying from COVID-19. More than 40%. I can't wait for the spin on this one. Is it not enough people got vaccinated? Look, if you get a vaccine, you are supposed to be inoculated. Therefore, it shouldn't matter if the guy or gal next to you hasn't gotten it. You mark my words. These breakthrough cases are a lot worse. A lot worse. And far more frequent than what they want you to believe. Because it doesn't fit their narrative. Now, Redfield wasn't done. He said, look, this is a sad situation that could have been prevented. Cut number 13. Now, this is where I say, I can't wait to see who tries to go against him, considering the fact he said this.
Very, very sad. We've lost a lot of individuals in this period where their immunity has waned.
Yeah.
And in my view, it was really unnecessary. We could have been more aggressive in getting our recommendations to get booster vaccines.
So his answer is, look, we should be giving more shots. So it's not, oh, he's not an anti-vaxxer. No, he's just saying, look, the fact of the matter is they're being dishonest. And he also took on one final piece from Redfield. He took on the whole gain of function question. Cut number 15, this is what he had to say.
This virus immediately understood how to go human to human. And I think as a consequence, we're at risk for variant after variant after variant after variant because this virus has learned how to be an efficient replicator and transmitter among humans. Whereas SARS and MERS, we really haven't seen a lot of variants. So I do think this research where people are trying to make pathogens that are more pathogenic for humans, under the argument that they think they need to do that to be prepared to defend ourselves against these pathogens with developing countermeasures, I think it's flawed. And I think we really need to pull back from this type of research right now.
And he's talking about gain of function. You know, the stuff that Fauci says wasn't happening, but the former director of the CDC just confirmed, oh, it's happening, and we need to get away from it. Now, we have good news, by the way. After the break, I should have led with the good news. I got some good news to share, which I'll give to you after the break. But before we go to the break, you know Joe Manchin's from West Virginia. He's a Democrat in a relatively red state. Have you ever heard Governor Jim Justice speak? That's the governor, Republican governor of West Virginia. He is a walking stereotype. I'm just going to tell you, he is a walking stereotype. But here he is, the chief executive of the state of West Virginia, pushing people to get tested more often because, well, just listen to this, cut number 16.
I don't mean this to scare the people that are right up here with me, but
You know, I'm not feeling very good today. I'm going to probably get tested again. I've probably been tested over and over and over. It's free. It's free, for crying out loud.
Yes, a Republican chief executive just uttered one of the dumbest statements I've ever heard. It's free, for crying out loud, except for it's not, because we are paying for it with our tax dollars. It's no wonder that state has such a bad reputation.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.